commissioner. The identity of the attackers was unknown, but officials believe the attack was committed by members of the neighboring Boma state. Former Lebanese Prime Minister Najib Mikati has denied corruption charges brought against him by a state prosecutor. The charges also include Mikati's brother, son, and a local bank for illicit enrichment. There is a lot of corruption in Lebanon, but it is unusual for politicians to face legal challenges. The country has seen several days of anti-corruption protests in the streets. For more news and information, please visit our website at dw.com. I'm Kai Dombach.
And you're listening to Africa Link live from our studios here in Bonn, Germany. My name is Isaac Mugabe.
And I am Eddie Micah Jr. Our Facebook page, DW Africa, is buzzing with comments on the stories we're covering today. So feel free to join the debates going on there. Tutu Desnek, you tuned in. You say you're live from Emirates. Well, welcome to the show. Precious Jer, hello DW. Hello right back at you. Nuhu Jobless is also tuned in from Sekenita Krade inside Ghana.
Thanks indeed, Eddie. I knew you wouldn't end that without mentioning home. Anyway, we start off in Botswana, where for the first time elections were held and are expected to produce very close results. Locals there voted for a new president, members of parliament, and councillors.
Now, it's been generally peaceful, but you're right, Isaac. It is hotly contested election between the ruling Botswana Democratic Party and the opposition coalition Umbrella for Democratic Change. From Gaborone in Botswana, our correspondent Thuso Kumalo has more.
Most polling stations opened as early as 6:30 in the morning. Queues were long in some stations, with some people sitting on camp chairs, which they had brought in anticipation of a long wait. The ruling PDP and the main opposition UCD are the main contenders of the poll. The UDC entered the election having been joined by another strong opposition party, the Botswana Congress Party, BCP. In the run-up to the election, UDC President Tumaboko had complained of harassment by state security agents, suspicion of abnormalities in the voters' roll, and their lack of faith in the SADC observer mission. This is what he said after casting his vote at Massa Primary School in the capital, Gaborone.
It's out of my hands now. I've done my bit, carried the cross. I hope people now will make their own cross from the ballot paper, and with that cross they redeem themselves and save their country from wreck and ruin.
Incumbent president and leader of the BDP, Mukhwesi Masisi, admitted it was a close call.
Sure, it's the toughest election we've had to fight. But, you know, I enjoy a test. I enjoy a challenge. I love